listening to your local radio station, and now you get to listen to the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we're delighted to have you here. We have a couple of great Christmas ideas for you. One of them is a subscription to Tri-State Livestock News. Anyone who's rancher-minded, ag-related, would appreciate all that is packed in the Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check them out, and it's so easy to do it. TSLN.com, you can get that subscription ordered and have it coming by Christmas time.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County. Great place to visit, whether it's an ice fishing trip in the wintertime or a summer trip down the Niobrara River. It can be found online, visitvalentine.org. Check out 50 Things to Do and come say hi.
Indeed. Hey, a few years back, Jim had a request. And so here's how the request goes. Please, ladies, stop asking Santa for the perfect man. I guess we're kind of preparing for Christmas.
Yeah.
I was almost kidnapped 3 times today, as Jim reports. Now, Yvonne Hollenbeck heard this request and sent a poem.
A poem by Yvonne.
Yes. In honor of poor Jim almost being kidnapped 3 times, it's called The Perfect Man. The perfect man is handsome and is ever, oh, so sweet. He'll kiss away your aches and he'll massage your tired feet. The perfect man is gentle, always happy, never mean. He has a pretty smile and he's always neat and clean. The perfect man likes children and will raise them by your side. The finest kind of husband, and no secrets will he hide. The perfect man likes cooking, likes to clean and vacuum too. He'll lavish you with gifts to help convey his love for you. The perfect man's a poet, writing verses in your name. He's a best friend to your mother, and he never speaks in vain. The perfect man will never cause you hurt in any way. Oh, dang this stupid poem. The perfect man is gay.
Ruh-roh.
Oh my, Yvonne, we so appreciate you.
I have the Procrastinator's Creed. This was another one from Jake Lake, and I had something from Jake here the other day. I believe that if anything is worth doing, it would have been done already.
That's right.
I shall never move quickly, except to avoid work or find excuses. I will never rush into a job without a lifetime of consideration. I shall meet all of my deadlines directly in proportion to the amount of bodily injury I could expect to receive from missing them. Again, this is the Procrastinator's Creed from Jake Lake. I firmly believe that tomorrow holds the possibility for new technologies, astounding discoveries, and a reprieve from my obligations. I truly believe that all deadlines are unreasonable regardless of the amount of time given. I shall never forget that the probability of a miracle, though infinitesimally small, is not exactly zero. If at first I don't succeed, there's always next year. The Procrastinator's Creed says, I shall always decide not to decide, unless, of course, I decide to change my mind.
That's a good one. That's pretty solid ground.
I shall always begin, start, initiate, take the first step, and or write the first word when I get around to it. I obey the law of inverse excuses, which demands that the greater the task to be done, the more insignificant the work that must be done prior to beginning the greater task. I know that the work cycle is not plan, start, finish, but is wait, plan, maybe more planning. I will never put off until tomorrow what I can forget about forever. I will become a member of the ancient order of the two-headed turtles, the Procrastinator Society, if they ever get around to organizing. That's from Jake Lake, the Procrastinator's Creed.
Oh, that's very cute. Do you remember George Carlin, everybody?
Oh, yeah, the seven words you can't say on radio or TV?
Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that. But
you're not doing that. Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Of course I'm not doing that. This is the good stuff. Anyway, his very distinct voice. So if you haven't heard him or heard of him, make sure you look him up so you can hear that voice. Here are some of his quotes. Bit of a philosopher, perhaps? If it's true that our species is alone in the universe, then I'd have to say that the universe aimed rather low and settled for very little.
Kind of goes back to my Procrastinator's Creed.
Yeah, it really does. Of course, George Carlin was a comedian, so that all fits with these. If lawyers are disbarred and clergymen defrocked, doesn't it follow that electricians can be delighted and musicians denoted?
It would make sense, I guess.
I guess so. And it's never just a game when you're winning.
That's right. And folks, we hope you'll keep listening to this local radio station for more of the good stuff.